Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy.
Hey, angels, welcome to your weekly reading. This is from March 17th through March 23rd. Happy St. Patrick's Day. For those that do St. Patrick's Day, I don't know. After learning about the history and some things, I don't know that I like St. Patrick's Day, but whatever. Every time I think of today, it's ironic because it was St. Patrick's Day that when I dislocated my hip. So yeah. It's like every day, every time I think of it, like it's what I feel. Yeah. Anyways, I digress. This is not what you're here for, friends. Okay, so this week we are headed into Aries season. Thank gosh, because I am done with Pisces season. And we also have the spring equinox, which means it's the astrological calendar's new year. So mm-hmm. For those of you who are like, wow, January doesn't really feel like new year for me. It feels like in spring is new year, which is accurate because through an astrological standpoint, that's how, and I've always felt that way. I always feel like January and February was like, let's wrap things up. Let's clean up, you know, what we experienced last year and move forward. But yeah. So if you're, you know, being inspired to start anew, to refresh, I've already been doing the crazy, like purging, cleaning type of thing, spring cleaning. So it's not unheard of that you may get those feelings. And that's kind of why we get those feelings. It is like kind of that renewal in that new year. Yeah. We are also having a lunar eclipse on March 25th. Now, one of the things to remember is that eclipses bring us information that, or highlights or bring spotlights to information to what we need to know, to the things that we need to understand. And we were being asked and invited to move out of the places we're in, not physically, but maybe energetically, emotionally, mentally, could be physical. I mean, it could be anyways, but we're being asked to move out of the energy to move into a new phase of life. It gives us like that really tough love sometimes of this is what is preventing you from doing what you're wishing to do, or this is holding you back, or this is not a great thing, or it's just highlighting areas in your life or that where either you're stuck, stagnant, or maybe you don't realize it's holding you back. And that's why you're feeling like sometimes when we're stuck, we don't realize it but we start to feel depressed, or we start to feel like unsettled emotionally or energetically, we feel off. And that means like there's a renewal that's needed, right? There's pushing into the next phase of your journey, whatever that is. For me, those last year's eclipse seasons, both in the spring and in the fall, was a bit of a like highlighting a lot of the actual, like the trauma, the thought processes, the belief system that I gained, and that was really preventing me from living life. And it was unsettling, that's for sure, but it was worth it because it has catapulted me into new ways of being, thinking, and believing about myself. It's allowed me to gain like some deep compassion for myself that I've never had before, which is odd, but it's because of those things that happened during eclipse season. So give yourself space. You know, have at ready all the things that you use to help yourself work through anything that may come up. Be gentle with yourself, be allowing for it to come up, as well as, you know, if you have a support system, like if you have a healer or a therapist, you know, kind of be ready, have them at the ready of like, if I need them, they're there for me. And, you know, it's not to say we need to think something bad is going to happen, but for me, knowing the effects of what I experience on eclipse season, I can set myself up for success by having those support systems in place during that time. And I've already, like, I already told my therapist, hey, so eclipse season is coming, and she's like, yay. I'm like, not so much.
Yeah.
So she's prepared, and she knows that I may call her or I may send her an email and say, hey, do you have any openings for a second session this week? Because the shit hit the fan, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, not to make you afraid, but sometimes if we know that it's an intense moment, we can give ourselves grace, clear our calendars a little bit to give ourselves time to integrate, to process, to experience. You know, don't overload your to-do list if you know that eclipse seasons can be difficult for you. And mm-hmm. everyone is going to be different, right? Everyone is going to be different because I don't have the same stuff then that I do now. And so something different may come up, or an expansion in some other area may come up, and it's not as heavy or hard, but I'd rather give myself the opportunity to create space rather than not need it than to need it and not have it.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a trust thing, you know, trust building with yourself to know, you know, like that I can or cannot clear or not clear. You know what I mean? The awareness is really everything when it comes to and anything like this, you know, of being able to say, hey, you know, things might be weird. I don't know what that means for me. I don't know if I'm going to have to do anything, but like, I'm aware that that might happen so that it doesn't blindside me. Right. We're just kind of trying not to be blindsided.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Hoping and inviting that in awareness.
Yeah.
Vanessa, what did the mermaids say today?
So the mermaids, I feel like they might have been just talking to me, but I don't know. Maybe they're talking to other people. They want to talk to us about dreaming. And in particular, so in the caption in the book, the card was created with the intention not of dreaming like, you know, daydreaming or like making plans or anything like that, like that kind of dreaming. It was more of like your subconscious, what it has to say to you, what your dreams are actually telling you, the way that you can communicate with your higher self through your dreams versus, you know, like I said, kind of just daydreaming and this being like in your 3D waking life. And the reason why I say is that it might be for me is because I definitely woke up this morning being like, what is going on in that dream? Like, and it was very vivid when I first woke up that I was like, that is interesting. And it was, I mean, I'll tell you like a little bit about it. It was definitely like about nakedness and then like having to cover up, right? Like, and so it was to me very clear that there was definitely like the fear of like being open and being out there and what people are going to perceive and the way that you have to cover yourself up. And I haven't really spent the time to think about how it applies to my life right now, but it definitely felt like it was like, that's so out of the ordinary for me, like to have dreams like that, or to even have that in my, you know, like it in my viewpoint or yeah, in my periphery, that I was like, okay, so there's a reason for it. And I think a lot of times, you know, like we talk about, you know, Freudian dream interpretations and people want to look up stuff online and be like, what does falling teeth mean? You know, and it's funny because whenever I sit down with people and we talk about dreams. Of course, we talk about dreams. People have like great dreams and people have nightmares and we have to talk about them. But we're always in that mindset of like, your dreams are going to give you information that you can process through your viewpoint. It's not going to be mine. Right? Because I can't, it's not a message to me, it's a message to you. So it's going to be specific to you. So the thing that we have to do is get past your, you know, your immediate thinking, your brain thinking, and get into like, why would that be a specific thing that happens in a dream for me, right? Like, what does this symbolize for me? Or what does this, you know, like, what intuitively does that bring up for me? Because that's why that message is there. You know, like it's just for me. It's not for Vanessa. If it were for Vanessa, it would be in something that has to do with her life, right? And that's not how that works. So I think it's, you know, just a kind of a call to pay attention to your dreams or to talk to yourself in your dreams, right? Like we have the ability to enhance our dreams if we decide that we want to. We, you know, can use herbs, we can use crystals, we can use things to help us connect to our higher selves in our dreams if that's what we want to do, if we want certain symbolisms to show up, or you know, certain things that are hard for us to really think about in our waking times, we can do that through dreaming. So I feel like that's you know, if you're having trouble with something right now that feels like you're overthinking it, or you know, you're just not having a good time with it consciously, it might be time to call in your subconscious. to help you out a little bit.
Yeah. Our subconscious does so much and we don't even know it. I mean, I've had some pretty weird dreams. I don't remember them, but they've been pretty weird this last week or so. Oh, yeah. So what are we surrendering this week? This is a weird one because I'm not sure why it's come up, but it's called surrender your desire to control people. And what it says, and the picture is really cool because it's a lady and she's all in black and like there's a snake and it's like, it's really cool. And it says being over controlling can sabotage relationships. To more effectively achieve your goals, back off, regroup, and give the situation some breathing room. So one of the things that, you know, I've read this recently and we even talked about it in the pregame is the idea of control. And when we want to control, we feel out of control and we're trying to create a predicted outcome that is comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. We want, and so when we, and if we're stepping into the idea of needing to control somebody's actions or making them do something or getting them to do something, that means there's something within us that's not okay. And that kind of needs to be tended to. And not from a space of like, it's like my fault or releasing the need for them to do something, but it's understanding your agenda with the needing to control the person. Mm-hmm. It's understanding what is coming up for you. Is it fear-based? What part are you triggered in some way, which is causing you to want to control? Do you have fear? Is it just the unknown that is afraid you're afraid of? Or is it a fear of loss of something, like if it's a relationship and maybe they're not communicating to you, and so you fear that they're like gonna like dump you or leave you or end the relationship or whatever, and so you're controlling them so that you're trying to predict the outcome, which in fact makes them want to leave you even more, but you know, that's another conversation. But you know, it's understanding the agenda, because if it's happening, chances are there's some sort of trigger or something happening internally that's driving that control. Something I was reading the other day that says, you know, self-sabotage is a way to create, it's a way to control the outcome.
Yeah, because
when we're dreaming and we're doing the things we're dreaming of, if we're afraid of the unknown and if we're not secure, or if we're afraid of what will happen, then sabotaging it means we're guaranteed we know what is going to happen, even if it's failing, right? So,
And if you're like me, I feel like, you know, the way that the self-sabotage works in and the way that controlling people works in is like, if we're going to do it later, let's just do it now. Right? Because there's such the certainty of knowing that this is going to be the outcome, right? Because your trauma comes in to tell you that this is the only possible outcome because you haven't experienced other outcomes. So you will go right ahead and be like, well, let's just do this, right? I'm going to start the argument with you, or I'm going to start questioning you because I know where we're going and we're just going to get there faster so we can be done with it, right? Like that idea of like that, when we talk about controlling people, I think we always get the idea that it is like a big menacing act that we're doing. But man, we've talked about this 100 million times on this podcast. People pleasing is manipulation. People pleasing is controlling people and outcomes. And it is not with malice. It's obviously with, you know, the intent of like eliminating the possibility of trauma, but it is sometimes self-sabotage and self-abandonment and things like that. So when we're talking about like surrendering to controlling people, I think it's really, you know, in all ways, right? Like it doesn't always necessarily have to be in a negative way. It's just kind of like, hey man, let go of your people pleasing too. Let go of, you know, the idea that you have to do everything for everybody in order to make them happy, you know, or whatever, you know? So yeah, it's an interesting card to come out right now.
It is. And I think, you know, I mean, if I apply it to my life, which, you know, like who wants to, right? It's, it's like very clear in that, like, hey, this is what you're doing. Like, stop trying to like control the situation by like doing this psycho cleaning and purging that you're doing, right? So that's my issue today. This week. Anyways, friends, we hope that you have a good week. Take some time out on Tuesday to welcome the newness, welcome the new that's coming in for you, welcome whatever's here for you. Kind of do your own little ritual, inviting in what this new astrological year is going to bring you. And please, please, please be gentle with yourself. There's something I have intrinsically learned in the past 6 months is that the more gentle you are with yourself, the more yourself is willing to show up and to cooperate.
Yeah.
So, love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, love you.
Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.